Good Saturday morning, and welcome to the Game Fish and Parks Watertown Radio Show. I'm Kyle Lenzner, and I'll be your host for the day. To start things off for the day, we're going to talk some fishing. We can start over in Clark County and work our way from there. Clark County, Dry Lake 1, Dry Lake number 2, they still continue to be fairly slow. Not a lot of action there. Dry Lake 2, guys are finding a few fish out there, but not anything like they have in the past. The fish they're finding are decent-sized perch, decent-sized walleye, just not any number of them. Dry Lake number 1, still north of Clark there, still continues to be slow. Like I said, it had that one good week there for a little bit and has slowed down since. Bailey's Lake there continues to produce a lot of little fish. Be a good place to take kids. You're definitely going to catch fish. Most of the fish, bluegills and perch, are going to be under 8 inches. A few walleye are getting caught, not very many. And an occasional largemouth bass is being caught out there as well. Cottonwood Lake up north, that was a hot one last year. Just haven't really seen much of a bite there yet this year. At the beginning of the year, guys were doing decent out there, but since it's just slowed down and guys just are having a hard time finding the fish out there. They are catching northern up there in the shallower water, but for perch and walleye, not much to talk about up there. Indian Springs has been producing a few walleye. I haven't heard of much perch coming out of there. The walleye guys are catching are over 20 inches, but they're not catching any number of them. They are also catching a few northern pike out there as well. Over in Coddington County here, right around here locally, Lake Kempiska, guys are still fishing out there, still picking up a few smaller walleye and some panfish. Pelican Lake, been fairly limited success out there. Guys are finding a few fish, and when they do, they're nice fish, but it's not a lot to be said out there. Goose Lake, guys are still having to work for the fish, but when they do find them, they are some decent fish out there, and that's both perch and walleye. Some days have been pretty decent, so if you're looking for somewhere close to try, that's always a hit-or-miss lake, but usually if you can find them, you can do pretty good out there. Dry Lake up north there by Florence, that's doing decent. Guys are catching a few walleye out there, a lot of smaller walleye, a lot of them in that 10 to 13-inch range, but guys are finding a few in that 15, 16-inch range as well, so another good one to try if you're looking for walleye. And Stink Lake is still producing a few perch, not a lot of size to them, but if you're looking for somewhere close to catch some decent-sized perch, that'd be the place to go. The perch there are ranging in that 7 to about 10, 10.5 inches on the high side. So if you're looking for a place to catch a few perch, Stink Lake, they're still producing a few. Going down to Hamlin County, Lake Ponset's about all that's happening down there. If you're willing to move around to find the fish, you should have a fairly successful day. Guys are still catching perch and walleye out there, and it seems like they are putting on some a little more size to them, but still growing. Ponset's about all that's happening for Hamlin County. Day County, Wabe, guys are catching a few perch now, and you just got to do some searching and finding, and it seems like mornings and late evenings are the best for the walleye. Not a lot being caught, but there are a few that are being found out there. Bitter Lake, anglers are having some success catching walleye and the occasional perch. The best fishing, once again, tends to be in the morning or late in the evenings. Enemy Swim, anglers are catching a few bluegills and crappies, along with some perch and the occasional walleye up there. So a few lakes up north, if you're heading up that way to do some fishing, that'd be a few places to try out and see what you can do up that way. Some other notes, just so that you guys are aware, yesterday was you had to have your tree stands out this week, so if you still have one up out there, I suggest you get it out of there now before one of us finds it out there. So they were supposed to be removed here this last by yesterday, so if you still have one up, get out there and get it out of there. Also, we got a few deadlines coming up here. The spring turkey, prairie turkey, that was due yesterday, the February 16th, along with the Custer Park spring turkey and the Lake Francis Case paddlefish. Those were due yesterday if you were going to mail them in. But you still have time to get the online apps in. So you got till Wednesday to get those in. So if you miss the paper application deadline, you still got till Wednesday to get those applications in online. Also, coming up here, you got a little while yet, but on April 13th, the special buck tags or special buck applications will be due. So if you're looking forward to applying for that special buck license, make sure you get that application in by April 13th. Also coming up is the archery paddlefish. That one is also due April 13th. So if you're looking at wanting to try those two out here this coming year, make sure you get those applications due. You got a little while yet, a little over a month, so month and a half to get those in. Try and get those in, and we'll go from there. Also, if you're looking for any, if you're wanting to work for us, if you're looking for getting a foot in the door with our department, we got seasonal applications are coming up here. So if you're looking to work for us, go to our website, and on there is a place where you can apply for a seasonal job with our department. And we got a number of different seasonal positions. We got some with our land crew, some with our fisheries, waterfall, just some different seasonal activities. So especially college students, if you're looking for something to do with our department, it's a good time to get involved. Also coming up here in a few weeks, we got the open house. I know we've mentioned that the last couple weeks, but we want to make sure we get that out there and look forward to having a pretty good attendance, hopefully. And if you're available to come March 5th, at 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. up at the Country Inn and Suites there on the east side of town is where we're going to have our open house. We alternate these from county to county each year, and this year Cottington County was on the list. And this year we're going to have it, like I said, out at the Country Inn and Suites there on the east side of town on March 5th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and we will have a number of Game Fish and Parks staff on hand to answer any questions that landowners or sportsmen have. And it doesn't have to be just for Cottington County. If you got questions for some other areas in the area up here, up in northeast South Dakota, we can answer those questions as well. So if you got some questions or looking for clarification on something, come on out to that open house. Once again, March 5th. From 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. out at the Country Inn and Suites. Also, it's that time of year to start looking forward to the Hunt Safe course dates. Most of them are getting entered here. I know last week was the Farm and Home Show, and we had a lot of questions on when those Hunt Safe dates are or when they're coming up. And quite a few of them have been entered. A lot of the surrounding counties have gotten entered. Cottington County, we are working on getting the dates entered. This year is going to be, it's going to be a little different this year. This year, all the courses for Cottington County are going to be online courses with one where students will have to attend a field day. We're working on getting those field days entered right now. That's what we're trying to get entered. So hopefully by next week, we'll have those entered for you. But just so you're aware, this year it is everything will be online. So students will take their course online and then they'll have to attend that one day of the field course. So if you have any questions, you can contact us at the Watertown office there, and we'll be happy to answer any of those questions that you have in regards to either the Hunt Safe dates or applications or any of that stuff. So also, it is getting that time of year. Lately it hasn't really felt like it, but this weekend here it's getting a little warmer, so starting to feel more like spring, and with spring brings waterfall migration coming back. Just a reminder that coming up on February 19th is the opener of the Light Goose Conservation Order. It seems like it's a little early this year. Like I said, we really haven't heated up too much here lately, but this last week felt a little warmer, so hopefully in the next few weeks we might start seeing some birds, but just nothing's been reported even close to us up here. Just hasn't been warm enough yet. But February 19th is when that opens, and that will go to May 8th, and that is statewide. With that, you just have to make sure you have your license, your state license. And I know everybody, I've run into quite a few guys out in the field that still have their federal waterfall stamps, and they say they keep them so that they can go on that light goose conservation order hunt. And the federal stamp, the federal waterfall stamp is not needed for that hunt. So you don't have to save it for that conservation order. All you need to have is either one of your combination licenses or a small game license of some sort to hunt that in that deal, along with the migratory bird certification. So once again, you don't need your federal waterfall stamp to hunt in the light goose conservation order. All you need is your combination license or a small game license and the migratory bird certification if you're a resident. That'll open up February 19th, like I said. Nothing in the word of birds moving into the area or even close to South Dakota yet, but it is getting that time of year. Temperatures are warming, so I'm guessing we're in the next month. You'll probably start to hear of some of that movement going on, and I might even hear of some guys heading out to go hunting if things keep the heating up. So with that, that's all I have today. It's a little shorter of an episode. Don't have too much to put out there at this time. So with that, I'll let you guys go get out there and hope to see you out in the field.